Must be a customer of Alliant Energy to qualify. For more information on the rebates, go to AlliantEnergy.com. Conley Insulation, the insulation experts. 777-1890.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We've got a packed house here at Charger Dome, Lady D's. And the Raiders about to go out of here as they meet at the center court. The jumping four of the Lady D's is Brooke Bettis, the freshman. The ball is up. The ball is tipped into the front court, controlled by the Raiders. Here's a loose ball. Coming up with it is Ambrose. Lady D's will get the turnover. Selby will push ahead. Left side it goes. Win. Dribbles in. Puts a shot up off the glass. No good. Backside rebound. Bettis. She'll square it up. Put it up off the glass. And good. 2-0 Lady D's. Here comes the Raiders. Bailey Meyer will bring it down the right side of the court to the corner. It goes. Nothing there. Shut off by the Albia defense. A 1-2-2 zone defense applied by the Lady D's. Here the pass inside. Turn around off the glass. No good. Rebound. Bettis. She'll kick it ahead. Win. Crossover dribble. Tries to break down a defender on the left wing. Nothing there. Out top it goes. Selby. Right side. Kiffer. Open for three. Shot on the way. Off the iron. No good. Rebound tipped and it's loose. Selby comes up with it. Kiffer with it. Out front. Bettis on the right wing. Nothing there. She'll go out top to win. Gets a pick. Win. Tries to go inside. The ball's loose. Taken away by the Raiders. This will be a fast-paced ball game. Coming from the mats to the hardwood. The transition's on, and if anybody can do it, it's KIIC. Both the girls' basketball game and wrestling all at the same time. Here's a shot put up on the inside by Becca Pennington. Pennington will go to line. She's got two shots to come. Albie with a 2-0 lead here. 6:45 to go, opening period. John Flattery sitting next to me on the restricted seats. We're the only two in this area. We're in the bottom half of this bowl. The first one is good by Pennington. Second one to come. It's on its way. It's off the back of the iron. Rebound to the Raiders. Here's a shot put up, blocked, and out of bounds. Boy, Coach Hockenbach did not like the fact that the Raiders were able to get that rebound. Someone forgot to box out. Up top it goes Pennington. Pennington to the right corner. Three-pointer on the way for the Raiders. Off the iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Selby. She'll push it ahead. Recover and try to bring it up. Spin move, crossover dribble. Selby doing a good job of breaking down her defender. Here's a drive. Kicked out to Ambrose. Nothing there. This Red Raider defense is tough. Kiffer in the lane. Puts it up off the glass. Count it. 4-1 here. Albia out in front. Early going. 2 minutes gone by. First quarter. Wrestling fans, don't fear. We have not abandoned you. We've just expanded our coverage. We've got basketball. We've got wrestling. Here's a shot in the lane. No good. Bettis comes up with it. Has the ball stripped from behind. We're going to have a foul, I believe, on the Raiders. This one's going to go on, I believe, on Molly Budesh. Budesh. The senior. Here comes the full court pressure applied by the Raiders. Kiffer to inbound. Finds Wynn. McKenzie picks the ball up. Goes ahead to Ambrose. Ambrose tries to bring it across the half court line. Does so. She'll find Wynn left wing. Very intent on guarding Wynn. The smart move because McKenzie, when she goes off, she goes off. And here's a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Claire Anderson. Andreessen. Claire Andreessen with the foul. Here's the inbounds. Kiffer gets it in the paint. Puts it up off the glass. Good! Leah Kiffer with back-to-back baskets. And Albia has a five-point lead here. 5.5 to go, first period. Here's a kick out front. A quick pass on the inside by the Raiders. Boy, that is good ball movement. Quick ball movement. Count the basket. Their first bucket of the ball game. Kiffer goes ahead to Selby. Selby trying to bring it up. Loses the ball. Kiffer will come up with it. Breaks down the defense. Ahead to Bettis. Bettis underneath. Has her shot blocked. The Albia fans would like a foul. Raiders thought it was a great block. Here's a pass to the corner. A three on the way. No good. Rebound backside. Leah Kiffer. She'll collect herself and try to push it ahead. Double team. Puts a shot up and good. This is what I'm talking about. The Raiders will really get after you defensively. And here is a ball that's tipped away. And it will go back to the Lady D's. Albia had got a five-point lead after back-to-back baskets by Leah Kipfer. And a couple of baskets by the Raiders caused by their defense. And now it's a one-point ball game for Albia. Here's a bounce pass on the entry. Full court pressure applied. Man coverage all the way full court. Wynn crosses it over. Has it stripped from behind a little bit. Recovers. Finds Kipfer. Leah picks up her dribble. Goes to the left side. Wynn hesitates. Cross court it goes. Kipfer squares up the three. Shot on the way. Leah leaves it a little short. Rebound backside. It goes to the Raiders. Meyer will bring it up. The pass inside, shot up off the glass, and good. Claire Anderson with the basket. Here's Selby, coast to coast, off the glass, can't get the follow, and we're going to have a foul as Dyson stepped in, got the board. Now they are very quick to get back defensively. I like their aggressive style. I would say these two teams, in terms of what they want to do and how they do it, are very, very similar. You just remove the jerseys and put it on the other team, and they're doing pretty much the same thing to each other. And Dreesen, strong, powerful player on the inside. Here's a pass to the corner, goes to Kipfer. Kipfer dribbles in, tries to go cross-court to Baker. Stolen away by the Raiders. They'll have active hands. They'll take away the passing lane, so you've got to be very cautious with the basketball. Here's a shot from the free throw line up and good. Claire Andreessen with the basket. Now a three-point lead for the Raiders. Here's Selby, nearest turnover. Tries to split the defenders. Finds Kipfer. Kipfer goes down low. Baker. Baker puts a shot up. She's fouled. Right now, what the Lady D's need to do is take a deep breath. When you get the pace of this, the ball game going, particularly at the speed that your opponent wants, you've got to find time to take a breath and regain your composure. Free throws will help. Baker makes the first one. She's got the next one to follow here. Albia trails by 2, 3, 30 to go. First period. Second one on the way. It's good. Again, wrestling fans, we're still with you. We're going to go back to Wells Fargo Arena, bring you all the exciting action. Joe Sinclair, Rick Whistler, Tony Johnson in the waiting for you. And they'll have outstanding coverage. Here's a pass down low, tipped away, but recovered by the Raiders. The Raiders taking some time. They're working the ball around the perimeter. Stewart with it, gets it to the right side. It goes Fletchall. Jump shot from the baseline, good. And we're going to have a foul away from the basket. The basket will count, but the foul, and I believe this is going to go on Jensen Stewart. And I want to thank all of our many sponsors, all of our families, what I'm going to call you, because you've become family here this week as you've allowed us into your lives and into your homes and your business and your cars. Here's a shot from the baseline. Cassie Crawl leaves it a little too strong. And here comes the Raiders. They'll push it ahead. Out front. Quick ball movement by the Raiders. They understand their offense very, very well. Albie gets back into zone defense. Here's a pass down low. Shot put up off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Backside rebound. Good. And Coach Ockenbach will call timeout. With 2:35 to go here in the first period. Albie trails by 5, 13-8. We'll be right back here. Back to Charger Dome. Back to Lady D basketball. On your exclusive, and I mean exclusive, home to all sports in Southern Iowa, KIIC.
Did you know that Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has fur, fish, and game licenses? Now, if hunting is not in your plans, how about ice fishing? Well, you say it's too expensive, and by the time you get a hut, auger, heater, and all the accessories, whew. Well, Bluff Creek Archery will be renting out all the supplies you need to get out there and ice fish. Bluff Creek Archery, your go-to store for all your hunting needs. And they now have slugs for deer season. Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia. Or call them at 932-2422. That's 932-2422.
On the inbounds, the ball was tipped out of bounds by the Raiders. They'll bring that full court pressure. Guys, we had lots of action up there at the well. We're having the same thing here. It's a fast pace here at Sheraton High School's ladies try to move along in tournament action.
Jason, this is Joe. Root those girls on to a win.
Well, we're running into a buzzsaw here with the Raiders from Mount Air. They're really, really tough. They like to get up and down this court. Raiders save the inbounds. Albie trails by five here. Going. Simultaneous from Wells Fargo Arena. Here is a basket up and good. Claire Andreessen. And she could clear off a mat in a hurry. I'll tell you what, she is physical inside, strong, does not hesitate. And with 2:03 to go, the Raiders with a 7-point lead. Gentlemen, I'm sure getting excited to tell us a little bit about the matches that we can expect coming up here shortly. Albia trails by 7 here, 2:01 to go in the first period. Once the Raiders were able to establish their offense and get a basket, they were able to bring this pressure. That's what Albia likes to do. They like to get the pressure caused after a made basket. Here's a shot. Oh, my. The Raiders with the basket, a 9-point lead. And free throws for the bonus. As we set up this bonus free throw here. Gentlemen, I'm just asking you, if live from Wells Fargo Arena, Rick Whistler and Joe Sinclair, tell us a little bit about a little preview of what we're going to expect here in just a little bit.
Well, folks, this is quite an accomplishment from a technological standpoint. We are live from the well. We're listening to you live, Jason, on your great job there announcing for the Lady D's. And we want the Lady D's to know that everybody up here is rooting for the Lady D's that's got Albia wrestler shirt on. We're going to have about a 45-minute break here between now and when we finally get 2A going, or 1A going. We'll be bringing it live to you as soon as the action happens. We had Angelo Kelly from Ottumwa go down to a tough loss in his consolation semifinal. We know how important that basketball is right now. We're going to kick it back to you, Jason. When it's happening up here, we'll bring it to you so we can bring it to you live. It's all happening on KIICradio.com. Joe Sinclair and Rick Whistler are going to bring it to you from the well. Take it away, Jason and Sheraton.
Thanks so much, guys. They're doing a great job out there. 19-10, Albia trails here. By 9, 1:05 to go in this first period. It's really been the defense of the Raiders, and they're tenacious defensively. They'll bring the full court pressure. Lady D's will try to bring it up. Kiffer goes to the right side, win. Open momentarily, spins in the lane, goes right to the basket off the glass, leaves it a little strong, no good. Raiders with the rebound, they'll push it ahead. Ball goes to the corner. Again, back to the corner, shot on the way, good. They have got it hitting on all cylinders here, the Raiders have, and they've got an 11-point lead. Selvey has the ball stripped, loose. Bettis comes up with it, finds Selvey. Kiffer to the right side it goes. A three on the way by Wynn off the iron, no good. Rebound goes to the Raiders. Again, you just got to take a breath and settle back down. I'm sure Coach Achmuck liked the quarter break here to regroup himself and his team. 21-10, 11-point lead for the Raiders. Here's a shot in the lane, up, no good, and another foul called on the Lady D's. Brooke Bettis with the foul. Claire Andreessen at the line. She's got two shots. This one's good. 12-point Mount Air lead. Mount Air got the victory over Clark of Osceola earlier. That's how they advance to this point. Albia getting past Eddieville Blakesburg. Shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Kiffer. 12-point lead, 3 seconds to go. Leah down the right side. And she'll run out of clock and run out of real estate and will go to the quarter break with the Lady Deeds in a 12-point deficit. When we come back here, we'll be right back. Live from Sheraton High School in High Fidelity, you're listening to Lady D playoff action and Wrestling from the Well simultaneously right here on Thunder Country KIIC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com. It's the Lynch Boys Auction, Saturday, February 19th at 10 a.m. at the Promised Land Building, a few miles north of Bloomfield on Highway 63. Easy to get to and quick to get to, just a few miles south of Ottumwa, a few miles north of Bloomfield. They've got a 2007 Polaris 94-wheeler they'll be auctioning off. Also, plenty of scaffolding, lots of tools, hardwood flooring, new windows, farm gates, and lots of miscellaneous. Lynch Boys Auction, Saturday, February 19th, 10 a.m., Promised Land Building, a few miles north of Bloomfield on Highway 63.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Just underway, second quarter. 12-point Mount Air lead. Their defense really causing heartache and trouble for Lady D's. And that has led to some easy baskets for Mount Air. Mount Air will be a little more deliberate on this possession, of course. The Albia crowd, the high school kids give them a hard time. Here's a pass that nearly got away. Recovered by the Raiders. Goes out top. Three on the way, off the iron, no good. And it will go off of Bailey Meyer and out of bounds back to the Lady D's. 7:17 to go, first half. Albia trails by 12. Here comes that full court pressure once again. Selby finds Kiffer. She'll go to the middle of the court. Spin, loses the basketball. Taken away by the Raiders. Bounce pass, transition basketball, good. Folks, this is a pretty darn good team we're seeing here tonight. Mount Air. Albia has not seen this kind of a pressure. I mean, not just in the full court pressure, but in terms of the intensity that they put out there on their half-court defense as well. Kiffer at the line. She's got two shots to come out. Albia trailing by 14. 24-10. Baskets are important for Lady D's. Made baskets. Obviously, that's points, which is great. But it also allows you to get back on defense where you got to come up with some stops. If you don't come up with stops, Red Raiders will get their pressure set up on the full court press, and we have not handled that very well. 12-point Albia deficit, 6:40 to go here in the first half. Out front it goes Anderson to the corner, Pennington. She'll go back out to the top of the circle. Jensen Stewart will dribble to the right side, and here is a double dribble. Hannah Fletchall. Put both mitts on the ball. That's not allowed. And that'll turn the ball over to the Lady D's. Ambrose with it. Picks up her dribble. Gets it off to Kiffer. Ahead it goes to Selby. Nearly lost it. Selby recovers. Dribbles down the right baseline. Nearly travel with the basketball. And she does. Travel with the basketball. Albia will hand the ball back to the Red Raiders. 24-12. 6:21 to go. Here comes the inbounds. Pennington with it. Gets it right back to Stewart. Stewart will bring it across the half-court line. And will be greeted by Albia's zone defense. It goes to the right corner. Again to the top. To Pennington. Right side here. It's a dribble drive by Stewart. She'll kick it out front. Raiders. Deliberate and patient on their offense. That's how you break down a zone defense. Here's a shot on the baseline, up, no good, backside rebound, tipped, and last test, they're going to say, by Fletchall of the Raiders. Mount Air knocked it out of bounds. Albie will get the ball back here, 24-12, 5:51 to go, first half. Inbounds goes to Ambrose. Ambrose will go ahead, Selby. Selby trying to break down a defender, brings it right down the middle of the lane. Dishes it off to Dyson. Can't control it. Ball's loose. Taken away by the Raiders. Pennington will go the other way as the Red Raiders like to push it. 5:30 to go. First half. To the top of the circle goes Stewart. She'll go inside. And kicks it back out. Pennington. Head fake. Nothing there. Skips it into the middle of the lane. A floater up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Dyson. Hands it off to Ambrose. To Selby. Tara goes to the right side. Leah with it. Waits for Dyson to come. Out front to Ambrose to win. McKenzie has been quiet here in this first half. That's a lot to do with the way these guys have played defense. Here's Kipper on the block. Puts it up. Can't get the fall. But she's fouled. She'll have shots to come. Now be really working that pick and roll offense. Her teammate comes up, sets a pick, and they roll right off of the pick after their teammates gets by them, and that leaves them open on the after the roll. Kiffer misses the first one. Albie still trailing by 12. 4:45 to go here, first period, or first half. Second one by Kiffer off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound to Fletchall. She'll get it out to Pennington. She'll go straight down the heart of the court. To the right side it goes. Stewart. Back to Pennington. She'll kick it out. Left side. Phelps. And we're going to have a timeout called by Mount Air. We'll take a timeout here from Sheraton with 4:30 to go in the first half. 24-12. Mount Air out in front of the Lady D's. We'll be right back to more exciting girls playoff action and wrestling coverage live from Wells Fargo Arena simultaneously. Don't go anywhere.
As the winter wind blows, we want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Mount Air after the timeout, attempted a three-point shot. No good. Rebound good. Went to the Lady D's. Ambrose with it. She travels with the basketball. Right now, I think Albie's just a little rattled. Unforced turnovers. Now, the Raiders are very good defensively. Do not get me wrong. But I think that run that they put on, the defensive pressure that the Lady D's have felt, sometimes you start to feel things that aren't there. Phelps with it for the Raiders. Left side it goes. And Drayson with the basketball. Looks inside. Goes out to the top of the circle to Stewart. Here's a jump shot on the way by Pennington. Ball was no good. Pennington follows her own shot. And then we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Kipper. As Fletchall got the miss by Pennington. And that'll send Fletchall to the line. Actually, they're going to say that was on the ground. Fifth team foul on Lady D's. Here to help me out. I just dropped my paper and I can't get to it. Phelps with a long jump shot just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound by Stewart on the backside. Stewart will put up a follow. Can't get it to fall, but she is fouled. She'll go to line to shoot two. 3:27 to go. Thank you, Johnny Flattery. John was here waiting for me. First one up, no good by Stewart. 3:27 to go, first half, 24-12. Albie trails by a dozen. Second one on its way. It's up. It's on its way. No good. Rebound controlled by Baker. Selvia will push ahead for the Lady D's. To the left side it goes. Wynn crossover, dribbles in, puts a floater up in the lane, no good, gets her own rebound, goes up between two defenders, strong. Mackenzie Wynn, the shortest girl on the court, straight up through two defenders with the basket, 10-point lead now for Mount Air. Here's a pass inside, shot put up, no good. Claire Andreessen got the ball on the box, on the block, and does a great job. She's so strong down low. 17 foul by Albie, but two shots on the shooting foul here for Andreessen. Claire's first shot up, good. She's got such a nice soft touch. For a post player, really soft hands. 25-14. Mount Airs had as much as a 14-point lead. Albie as much as a 6-point lead. Here's a shot, no good. Coming up with the rebound is Brooke Bettis. She'll hand it off to Selvie. Selvie tries to bring it ahead. Splits the defenders, loses the basketball. Here comes the Red Raiders. A steal from behind. Brooke Bettis came from behind, stole the basketball. Coach Achenbach calls timeout. 2:46 to go here in the first half. Albie trails by 11. We'll be right back. You're listening to exclusive coverage both from Wells Fargo and Lady D Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
For services big and small, Dewey Motor is the place to turn for everything from oil changes and tires to brakes and more. At Dewey Motor, you can get just about anything your GM vehicle needs all in one place, all at one time. And now, you can get it at a price that might just surprise you, like AC Delco Durastop ceramic brake pads, installed for only $74.95 per axle after mail-in rebate debit card. That's $25 off the everyday value price if you act now. Hurry in. Offer ends March 31st. At Dewey Motor, it's not just service. It's Dewey Motor Certified Service.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
The basketball pull-up jumper, good! Tara Selvie with the basket. And Lady D's continues slow down the pace here. Cut the lead down to 9. 25-16, jump shot on the way, good. Becca Pennington with the basket. Smooth with the ball. And here's a 5-second call. Boy, that was pretty darn quick. Again, once you take that basketball, you got to be thinking about where you're going to go before you even grab it. And that will be a turnover. Here's a shot on the baseline. No good. Backside rebound up and good. Claire Andreessen. Just packed that one in. Sometimes I don't always see things very well or hear them. But Albia looked like they're going to get that rebound. And here's a pass that's taken away by Wynn. Here's a drive by Wynn. And we're going to have a holding foul before the shot. And I just got this in that Megan Black is going to be up in the booth of a Wells Fargo in here in just a few minutes. If you want to hold on for a few more moments, at 1:42 to go here in the first half. At the halftime break, we'll send it right to Wells Fargo and hear from Megan Black. And I, my only regret is I'm not there to shake that young lady's hands. Second one is up. It's good. 29-18, 1:40 to go here. In the first half. Ball goes to the left side. Raiders really deliberate with their offense. Out to the top. Stewart, she'll dribble over to the right side, try to get some separation for her teammates. Nothing there. Right corner it goes. Here's a pass. Pennington. She'll spin in the lane, put it up, no good, rebound loose, and we're going to have a foul. I believe that's going to go on Pennington. 109 to go. If you're just joining us, Lady D's here in tournament action. 29-18, Albie trails by 11. If you're a wrestling fan wondering where all the mat coverage is, do not fear, do not fret. We're doing this simultaneously. The boys are on up at Wells Fargo as we speak, and here's a shot by Bettis, the first free throw good. And we've even got Megan Black in the broadcast booth at Wells Fargo as we speak, putting the headset on. Here's the second free throw, no good. 10-point lead for Mount Air. Albia trails here, 103 to go, first half. Here's a near steal, tipped, and last touched off of Kiffer. As soon as we get to the half break, we're going to go right to Wells Fargo Arena and check in with Rick Whistler and Joe Sinclair, who will bring us all our wrestling coverage tonight, as I said, simultaneously. So we will not miss any action either direction. And here in just a few minutes at the halftime break, you're going to hear from Megan Black of Ottumwa. Outstanding athlete qualifying for the state tournament. The Raiders, they're looking to take the final shot of this half. 35 seconds to go. They pulled out, and they're just waiting for Albie to come out and D them up. But nothing there. Stewart just going to dribble away the clock here. Under 20 seconds to go. And Thad Street gives orders to his Raider offense. 12 seconds to go. Stewart to the right side. And we're going to have a travel with the basketball. Stewart travels with it with 9 seconds to go. It would be a big change of momentum if Albie can get a basket here going into the halftime break. Wynn with it. Gets the inbounds. Crossover. Trying to break down our defenders. 6 seconds to go. Wynn dribbles in. Right to the middle of the lane. Still in the way. Here comes the Raiders. 4-2-1, and that is going to be it. We're going to go to the halftime break. 10-point Albia deficit here going into the halftime break, but Albia has survived a big run by the Raiders. Mount Air wants to get up and down the court, apply the pressure. And, folks, I said we're going to do this simultaneously in 9 minutes. We went from the hardwood. Now we're going to go to the mats all the way to Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair and Rick Whistler, mat side, high above the mats and high fidelity. Guys, I hear you've got a celebrity up there, one of the great outstanding qualifiers for the state tournament, Megan Black, with you. And I want to turn it over to you guys. Albie trails here at 10 and a half time. Back to you guys up at Wells Fargo Arena.
Jason, thank you very much for that kind introduction. This is Joe Sinclair along with Rick Whistler. We're live from Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats and high fidelity, bringing it to you on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com, streaming live on the internet. And this is absolutely fantastic, a treat that we've got for you here at the halftime of the Albia Girls basketball game. We've got one of the best, brightest girl prospects in the state of Iowa with us, Megan Black. Welcome to our broadcast booth here at Wells Fargo.
Thank you.
Megan, it sounds like you've been giving a lot of interviews. You sound a little bit hoarse there.
Hi, I'm a little bit.
Well, tell us about your whole experience up here. What's been your favorite part of it that you had, and what was the most fun of the whole Wells Fargo state tournament experience that you got to participate in?
I would say just being down on the mat in front of everyone. It was great. Just looking up at the crowd and seeing all those people.
Well, what we heard there was that you just loved the crowd. What was the most people that you wrestled in front of before state yesterday?
I wrestled down at Tulsa. There's a lot of people down there.
Now, Tulsa, that's the Nationals, and that's a very fierce competition down there. And as fierce a competitor as you are, and I know that because I've been to workout rooms where you were one of the workout participants, how would you compare the quality of wrestling, Class 3A, 112 pounds this year, to the toughest Tulsa National you ever went to?
It makes it look Iowa Mesh Wrestling makes it look small.
Well, that's absolutely great. How many interviews do you think that you've been requested and had to give?
Oh, I'd say at least 50.
How many did you give?
I don't know.
Well, those of you that are just joining us, we're joined here high above the mats in our broadcast booth with Megan Black. Megan Black, she is the first girl that ever took the mat and competed at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. She is a history maker. That glass ceiling was shattered. She busted through it in style. We were very proud to bring you that match when it happened yesterday. And Megan, as you reflect back on that accomplishment, do you think there's going to be a lot more to come behind you?
I sure hope so. I'd want to qualify the next 2 years and go ahead and medal and then win state.
Hey, how about that for a goal, folks? Megan Black wanting to win state, that is the goal. If you're a wrestler, that is the goal that you have to have in your mind. Coach Cochran, you've had the privilege of coaching this young lady for the last 2 years at the high school level. Obviously, a young lady of great character to get to this point. What do you tell her when you are coaching her and the pressure that gets put on her being a girl?
Well, the biggest thing for her coming up here was, you know, we really had no idea what the media was going to do. And I've heard nothing but compliments on how she's handled herself. Been very composed and answered all the media questions with great respect and honor. So that alone makes me proud. But the other fact is just the hard work and dedication that she puts in on a daily basis in order to accomplish her goals. And her goal this year was to get here. And next year her goal is to place. And as a senior, it's to win it. And we have some work to do to get to that point. But we're going to find a way to do it and get it done.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with those goals, and Megan, we're very, very proud of you. Heard that you were on TV this morning.
Yeah.
How was that? That was national TV, wasn't it?
Yeah. Good Morning America.
And how do they do that? Do you go to the local affiliate of that radio of that TV station and do it there, or do they come to your hotel? How does that work?
They came to here at Wells Fargo, and we did it here on the mats.
Oh, very good, very good. Were you able to watch any of your other 112-pound girl that made it to state, Cassie Herkelman? Did you see her matches?
Yeah, I watched a few of them.
Yeah, that was a media circus while she wrestled her last one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was, what, probably 70, 80 people that were taking pictures of that?
Yeah, there are a lot.
Yeah, they were doing it for you, too, but I'm sure that you were busy wrestling, didn't see it.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, that's great. Where did your folks sit while you were wrestling?
They were up in one of the booths.
Very good. We're going to have Jason down at the basketball game. He might ask you a question or two, Megan.
Hey, Megan, first of all, for all of Southern Iowa, congratulations and on an outstanding season and your representation at the well. What have you taken from this event that, you know, you're going to work on to prepare for next year? Because, you know, you're just a sophomore, and you got such a big future ahead of you. This experience has to have taught you a few things about what you can do next year to move even further up into medal contention or even for a state championship.
Yeah, I think it really pushed me to set some new goals and just mentally be more ready for next year.
Well, guys, I know that the concentration has been on the two young ladies, and that probably put a little extra pressure on your back. Is that something you were feeling, is all this extra attention, Megan? That could you feel that extra attention on you?
I don't really think so. I just kind of went out and tried to do the best I could and ignore the rest of it.
Well, you did an outstanding job, young lady. Had an outstanding season, and I'm really looking forward to what I believe is going to be an outstanding career. And congratulations on your great accomplishment by obtaining the berth for the well.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was a great thank you very much by Megan Black. And Megan, you are being listened to by folks at home. We broadcast all the Atomo matches here on 96.7 KIIC and live on KIICradio.com. This interview is going to be in the can, so people will be able to go to the website and dig it out of the archives. Is there anything that you want to be remembered into eternity from this interview? What would you like to say to the folks that listen to you compete up here at the state tournament?
I'd just like to thank them for all their support and watching me and cheer me on. It's been really nice.
Well, Megan Black, you had a stellar sophomore campaign. I cannot wait to find out how good you do next year. There'll be all eyes upon you, and congratulations on just a fabulous season. It was a very significant accomplishment for you to get to state as a sophomore, and all of Southern Iowa is proud of you. Thanks very much for coming up here and joining us in the broadcast booth here.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I do have one more question that came from the studio, Megan. What inspired you to take on wrestling?
Probably my dad and my uncle. They wrestled and just kind of helped me to do it.
Her dad and her uncle came from the family. I can vouch for her dad, Matt, being one tough customer. He can bulldog a calf nearly twice his size and only break one of his collarbones. Or was that a sprained wrist? What was that injury, Megan?
I think it was a thumb.
A thumb. Anyway, well, we'll shoot it back to you guys at the studio. We got live basketball action, playoff action for the Lady D's, the Albia Blue Demons, the Centerville Big Reds, the Ottumwa Bulldogs. All of Southern Iowa Wrestling is competing up here at the Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships. Postseason action. Winter's coming to an end. The fun is heating up. We'll bring it back to you here when we got live action. Until then, listen to the Lady D's on 96.7 KIC. Joe Sinclair for Rick Whistler signing off. See you in a little bit.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, live from Sheraton High School, the neutral site for our Lady D's in tournament action, taking on Mount Air. Mount Air with a 10-point lead. I've got Wells Fargo still on the line with me here as we continue to do the simultaneous broadcast in high fidelity, both from the well and from the courts. Matt's in the courts all in one night. Gentlemen, Megan Black, what can you say? You know, an amazing accomplishment, but to have the whole world looking down on you, that extra pressure that no other athlete out there has to experience, and to be able to do that and to articulate your thoughts as well as she just did there and keep her composure, that speaks so much about her character and what she's made out of, and that will make her better on the mat in the future.
I know, Jason, that any parent who has one of their kids achieve such a pinnacle of success as the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships has got to be super proud, and I just really feel like Matt Black and Megan's mother have got to just be pinching themselves about what a great daughter they have.
And I don't think, you know, some people do things for their own motive, and she wasn't out there to put attention on her to because she was a girl in the sport. You know, she was another wrestler trying to be a great wrestler, not just a girl wrestler, if you know what I'm saying. And I want that to be celebrated here, that Megan Black did break the barrier for other female athletes to participate. But she is a great wrestler, regardless of whether or not she was a male or female.
Well, I had some folks that they were trying to discern whether it was a good thing or a bad thing for girls to wrestle. And my answer for that was all the things about wrestling that help a young man or a boy turn into a man are the exact same things that can help a girl or young lady turn into a great lady. It's just something that you cannot experience unless you have done it. Unless you have been a wrestler, you will not know what it takes, how hard it is, and all good wrestlers will tell you, it is not an easy thing, Jason. It is a hard thing to be a wrestler, but that is what makes it so great. What you get out of it is what you put into it, and what it teaches you about yourself is something that no coach, no parent, or no teacher can let you know, because it's what's inside of you that you find out what's in you.
Hey, Joe and Rick, The Lady D's have come out this second half and come out inspired. They've cut the lead down to just six in those very few seconds that we were discussing, Megan Black. And I'm going to keep you guys posted of what's going on here, and I'm looking forward to hearing your broadcast of these upcoming matches here in 2A. Thanks so much for joining me here, and we'll keep you guys on live from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Rick Whistler bringing all the wrestling action to you right here, Matt Side. Albia trails by eight after a basket by the Raiders. Lady D's with the basketball. 6:09 to go here in the third period. Here's a dribble drive by Mackenzie Wynn. Wynn gets tripped up, and that will be a foul on the Raiders. And I believe that is their third foul on the Raiders. Her third foul. Here's a jump shot by Selby. Good. The Lady D's have come out, and they got that gasp of air that I talked about. It's so important. You just regain your composure. And you, oftentimes you need a timeout or an extended break, and that's what the halftime can do for you. Andreessen kicks it out. Peterson's three on the way, off the iron, no good. Rebound backside. Selby will clear it out for the Lady D's. She's double-teamed. She'll have to pick up the ball, gets it off to Kipfer. Kipfer up the left side of the court, dribbling left-handed. Double-team. Cross-court, Selby. Selby tries to go bounce pass and overcommitted herself and will travel the basketball. That's what the Raiders do well, man. They will cause turnovers. They will make you frustrated, and they'll get you working at a different pace. They're tenacious defense. Very good offensive team. I do not take anything away from that. Here's a backside lob up and good. That was a very well executed play by the Raiders. 33-25, 8-point lead for Mount Air. Kipfer dribbles in the lane and travels with the basketball. 33-25, 5:02 to go here in the third period. We're going to Wells Fargo Arena, right back to the match. We'll come back here courtside. Joe and Rick, you're live from Wells Fargo Arena. Give us a wrestling update.
This is Joe Sinclair along with Rick Whistler, high above the mats in high fidelity at the Wells Fargo Arena. Jason Crosby of the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets has taken the mat. His opponent here at 112 pounds is going to be, Anyway, long story made short, we'll find out who his opponent is, but he got a first period takedown. First period takedown for Jason Crosby. 1 minute, 10 seconds remain in the first period of his 112-pound match. They've got the scoreboard wrong there.
Do they? That's why I'm not locating.
We're going to bring you guys live action at home and streaming on the web. From the Wells Fargo Arena here is Jason Crosby with 45 seconds left. He's got a 2-0 lead in the first period of his 112-pound match here at the Wells Fargo Arena. The scoreboard has not been updated, so we cannot give you exactly who his opponent is right now. But I can tell you this, we are going to bring you live updates during this match. This match will probably last a duration of about six and a half more minutes. But at each break in the action, we're going to shoot it back to Jason Summers. And we are going to bring you live action from Sheraton and live action from the well. We've got it now. It's Ethan Rainick, a 39-7 junior. He is wrestling Jason Crosby down here on mat number three. Crosby with the lead, 2-0. He took him down here in the first period and since then has been able to ride him. But as time expires in the first period with 4 seconds to go, Crosby gets reversed on a great sit-out switch there, Rick Whistler.
Yes, it was. That was a beautiful move on his part.
In between periods, let's go to Jason.
35-25, Mount Air is extended out to 10-point lead, 3:48 to go, third period. Back to you guys. Keep us going with Jason Crosby.
Jason, thanks for that update. Thanks very much. This is really technical live action. Thank you, Joe Millage, for providing us with all this equipment and this technology. As we get underway here, second period, 2-2 tie. Jason Crosby, the Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket. You heard the electricity out of the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Jason Crosby, one of those great Eddyville Blakesburg wrestlers. He's in deep on a single leg here as we get underway in the second period. Minute 40 to go here. Second period action, Rick.
He's trying to pull him back in. The kid's trying to work his way out of bounds. Crosby's in, but the guy's got a whizzer in on him right now.
Crosby in on the single leg right now. He's got the head on the inside. They're out of the bounds, off the mat. Minute 27 to go here. Second period action. 2-2 tie. Crosby, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Rainick, Logan Magnolia. It's Crosby and Rainick.
Nope. Rainick's in on a single.
Rainick in there deep on a single.
Yep.
Crosby with his arm underneath the waist. Going to try to push his head into the mat and get a front headlock. At the edge of the mat, Rainick gets the takedown. He leads now 4-2. 107 to go here. Second period action. 112-pound consolation semifinal. Jason Crosby, your Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket. Ethan Rainick, the Logan Magnolia Jr. The Logan Magnolia team, very confident and experienced team. One of the front runners here in the 1A title chase.
Crosby is in there in the middle. He's down in the down position.
They reset it after they go out of bounds. And as we get back started here, inside of 1 minute, 4-2 your score. Rainick and Logan Magnolia over the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets, Jason Crosby. In a few moments, probably about 20, 25 minutes, we will bring in Jason Crosby's brother, Jake. Jake Crosby will be competing for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. And he is going to look to stand high on the medal stand.
Crosby's out. I think he's going to get one. They haven't given him one yet, have they?
They have not awarded the escape yet. I think they're going to wait and see if the continuing action gives him a reversal. If it were to end right now the period, Jason Crosby would be awarded an escape.
Crosby's working. He's working hard.
The action continues. Crosby on the bottom. No points awarded yet as we count down through 9 seconds near the edge of the mat. Crosby goes to the double leg, and the reversal is going to be occurred. 4-4 your score with 1 second left on the score clock in the second period. Jason Crosby gets it done. Jason Crosby. How about Jason Summers? An update from Sheraton. Jason, are you there?
You got you. Mount Air has extended their lead out to 15, 42-27. We've got a timeout here, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. We're going right back to you guys. Keep that wrestling action going.
All right, Blue Demon and Lady D fans, hug your radios, root those Albia Lady D's on as they battle Mount Air and Sheraton. We're underway now in this 4-4 tie, folks. It's third period action. 1 minute, 43 seconds remain here. 112 pounds, Class 1A. Jason Crosby, Eddyville Blakesburg, 4 points. Now an escape here. Rainick. Jason Crosby trails by one. 4-5, your score now. Ethan Rainick from Logan Magnolia with the escape there, Rick.
Crosby is doing all the work right now. He's the one that's the aggressor. The other kid finally steps out of bounds.
Coach Johnson
was
up
to the center.
Coach Johnson was up with us earlier, and the last match that Jason lost, he said that he thought that the best thing that Jason has deep into the match is his conditioning. Let's see if that conditioning holds true here as we count down through a minute and 17 seconds to go here. Stalling called on Logan Magnolia. Jason Crosby taking it to his Logan Magnolia opponent, Ethan Rainick.
Out of bounds.
They're out of bounds, but the stall warning was called on Ethan Rainick with a minute and 10 to go. He's not going to be able to run from Jason Crosby for the next minute and 20 seconds, is he?
No, this official's right on top of this match. Rainick's in on a single. Nope, fought it out. Crosby's out.
Crosby out now. They're inside 1 minute to go in this third period, 112-pound Class 1A match live from Wells Fargo Arena. We're bringing you live wrestling action from the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Crosby in on the double leg near the edge of the mat. If he can pull him back in, it'll be a takedown for Crosby, but they're off the mat. With 44 seconds, we'll reset. Crosby trailing 4-5.
Young Crosby, he's a very determined young guy. He's not going to quit on this guy. The only thing the stalling warning did was get the Logan Magnolia guy a little more aggressive. Crosby's in. He's in on a single. He's fighting it off. Might almost be a stalemate. Nope, they're back to their feet.
We've only got 25 seconds left here, folks. Ethan Rainick from Logan Magnolia is ahead by 1 point. Jason Crosby needs to take this match to him right now, folks. With 18 seconds to go, we're going to reset at the center of the mat. Crosby needs to take it to Rainick. He's already been warned for stalling once. If he backs up here off the first step, I think we're going to see a point awarded.
He's backing up.
He's backing up. A shot,
and there's the point.
There's a point. Your score now is tied. Jason Crosby in on a double leg with a 5-5 tie.
Got to stand, bring it back in.
Crosby gets the point. Oh, Crosby held on.
He's got a leg. Crosby's got a leg.
Overtime, folks. We got a 5-5 overtime match. Jason Crosby doesn't know that he's got this match tied yet. He had his back to the official when he awarded that stall point. Now he knows what's going on. He comes back to the center of the mat. 1 minute overtime period, folks, here. I love Jason Crosby's chances to advance here and stand higher on the medal stand. He looks like he's a much more fit wrestler,
yes,
doesn't he, Rick?
He's just stalking this, Logan Magnolia. They're working their way back to the center.
And, folks, stall point here would end the match as well. First point in overtime.
Crosby's
fireman's
in.
Carry by Jason Crosby. Fireman's carry. If he can finish this move, he can be the winner.
Just keep coming around.
Nope. He's still got the leg, folks.
There it is.
2-point takedown. Jason Crosby, your winner. 7-5. We're going to send it straight back to you, Jason. Let us know what's going on in Mount Air. Congratulations, Jason Crosby.
Oh, guys, you unbelievable. It continues on. And how about that momentum by the Rockets? Rocket Nation is ecstatic, and they should be. What a run they've had at the tournament. It's been back-to-back amazing tournaments for the Rocket Nation. And we had Dimitri Boyer up in the broadcast booth earlier today, and it was just so great to have that two-time champion talking about the run that the Rockets have had this last couple of years. And I know they're still in contention for a trophy as a team. Here's a steal by the Raiders. The Raiders have extended their lead out here of Albion, and they've got a 17-point lead, 46-29, at 28 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Of course, we're going to send you back to Wells Fargo Arena as Jake Crosby will be taking the mat here in a few minutes. Here's a drive by Wynn. Puts it up off the glass. Good. 31-46. If you're just joining us, Jason Crosby gets the win for the Rockets in overtime. He will be working his way up the medal list. A chance to get third place tomorrow. And that will conclude our third quarter. I'll tell you what, folks. You won't find this anywhere else. Wrestling, basketball, on the same channel at the same time. Only one place. That's your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
It's the Lynch Boys Auction, Saturday, February 19th at 10 a.m. at the Promised Land Building, a few miles north of Bloomfield on Highway 63. Easy to get to and quick to get to, just a few miles south of Ottumwa, a few miles north of Bloomfield. They've got a 2007 Polaris 94-wheeler they'll be auctioning off. Also, plenty of scaffolding, lots of tools, hardwood flooring, new windows, farm gates, and lots of miscellaneous. Lynch Boys Auction, Saturday, February 19th, 10 a.m., Promised Land Building, a few miles north of Bloomfield on Highway 63.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
To the fourth and final quarter we go here. As the Lady D's in tournament action find themselves up against a juggernaut of a team here in Mount Air. Shot put up in the lane. No good. Rebound goes to the Raiders. Congratulations, Jason Crosby, over his overtime victory. And that was an incredible match. I know those guys up at Wells Fargo Arena have to be pretty darn excited. Rick and Joe, you got to experience another amazing, amazing match. It's been one after another.
Well, Jason, this action up here, we're live from Wells Fargo Arena, and this action all day long has been that. We've had quadruple overtime match. We've had numerous overtime matches. We've had matches decided literally in the last second, and it has just been an unbelievable year this year to bring it to you live from Wells Fargo Arena, the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. It's part of the great story tradition of wrestling in Iowa, and the postseason just keeps getting better and better. Let's root our Lady D's on over in Sheraton against Mount Air, though. What do we need to do over there, Jason?
Well, you know, just got to survive the pressure. And, you'll see that on the mats. And right now it's the pressure that Mount Air has been putting on defensively. It's really been very, very difficult for Lady D's to get their composure. Here is a travel call on the Lady D's. They trail by 17, 7:09 to go. Guys, real quick, Jake Crosby's on deck, and then we're going to move to 2A action. Is that how it's set up?
Yeah, that's how it's set up. We'll have Jake Crosby up for you next at the 100 get my 171. Yeah, he's 171. And then the next match that we bring you after Jake Crosby is going to be Tanner Cowan from Centerville at Class 2A 112. We're going to have Matt White at 130. And then we'll have Dakota Poe at 152. We're going to probably have a couple more interviews for you after the ball game's over. We'll probably get Angelo Kelly of the Ottumwa Bulldogs up here. And I think we're going to have Coach from the Centerville Big Reds is going to come up here after Tanner Cowan's bout. So we're going to bring you live wrestling action all evening long. And as soon as that ball game down there in Mount Air or against Mount Air is over, everybody driving home from Sheridan is going to be able to listen here on 96.7 on their radios as they head home. But, man, let's just cheer those Lady D's on. Let's go, Lady D's.
A 19-point deficit here. We'll go back up to Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to 96.7 KISC out of Albia, Iowa. Right off the beautiful historic Albia Square. Here's a steal by the Lady D's. Brooke Bettis comes up with it, gets it off to Selby. Albia trails by 19, 6:15 to go here in the ballgame. Here's a pass to Wynn. Wynn goes baseline, splits the defenders off the glass, and good. Wowzer, lost in the 19-point deficit. Is that a tremendous play right there? I'd like to have a replay. That would make a highlight reel. 17-point lead for Mount Air. Here's a steal by Wynn. Wynn taking it coast to coast. Dribbles in, puts a runner up, and she's fouled. She knew she couldn't cut the angle, so she waited for the contact before leaving her feet, and she'll go to line to shoot free throws. Mackenzie Wynn, very talented and skilled with the basketball, but also, as I mentioned all day long about the cerebralness on the mat, she's got it on the court, that court to savvy. 17-point deficit. First one on the way, up and good. The Mount Air Raiders, tenacious defense, has led to many turnovers and multiple opportunities, and they've taken advantage of it. 16-point lead for Mount Air. 5:44 to go. Here's a pass in the lane, and a shot put up, no good. But that's going to bring free throws, as we're going to have a foul on the Lady D's. Again, wrestling fans, Jason Crosby just got the win in overtime. He will be wrestling tomorrow for a no worse than a third-place finish. They've given orders to stay away from the rail. Guys, I hope you heard that up there. Stay away from the rail, whatever you do. 50-34. Albia trails by 16. First free throw is no good. And knowing Rick and Joe, they're just looking for trouble. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring back a couple of singlets for the guys, and I want to stay after hours tomorrow night to watch them go. Here comes the Lady D's after the missed basket. Head to Kiffer. Kiffer trying to take it to the basket. Double team, puts a shot up, and she's going to be fouled. Two shots that come. Albia trying to mount a comeback here. There is no 16-point play, so you've got to do it one point at a time. Take little bites out of this big old deficit. Here is a free throw that's missed. Leah Kiffer, the senior at the line. She's got another one to come. Shot on the way. It's good. Jake Crosby on deck. Wrestling fans, we're simultaneously broadcasting from the well and from Sheridan High School. Basketball and wrestling. We have a timeout on the court. We'll take a quick one here. Come right back. You're listening to Lady D Playoff Basketball and state wrestling coverage on your exclusive. And I tell you, folks, there is none other like it. Sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC.
This is Agent Wilson. We're at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, and we found over 100,000 square foot of carpet in stock as low as 69 cents a square foot. We've also uncovered over 7,000 square foot of ceramic tile in stock as low as 79 cents a square foot. And we've also found over 72,000 square foot of vinyl in stock as low as 69 cents a square foot. Also tell the boss we found over 200 carpet and vinyl remnants at 40% off. That's Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. Warehouse outlet pricing. Open 6 days a week. Agent Wilson out.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
50-35, Albie trails by 15 after the miss, and another turnover. I'll tell you, we get a little excited. You know, I can understand we're feeling a little pressure here. And folks, this Red Raider team is outstanding. And the clock forgot to did not start, so they'll re-inbound it. 15-point deficit for the Lady D's. They trail 50-35. We're bringing you simultaneous coverage of the wrestling at Wells Fargo Arena. And in 15 seconds, we're going up to Wells Fargo Arena. Jake Crosby's on deck, and we're going to bring you all that wrestling coverage here momentarily. Here comes a dribble drive by Jensen. She picks up the basketball. Finds Andreessen. Shot up. No good. Rebound goes to Kipfer. Albie trying to come back here. Here's a drive by Wynn. Puts it up off the glass. No good. No foul. And the ball will go back to Mount Air. 4:40 to go. Wrestling fans, don't go anywhere. We've got all the wrestling coverage coming from Wells Fargo Arena. And as this game concludes, we will, of course, go exclusively to Wells. Here is a foul away from the basketball. 50-35. Albie trailing here by 15, 4:26 to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to go right to Wells Fargo Arena. Joe, Rick, take it away. Bring us that Jake Crosby matchup.
10 seconds into this match, folks. It's a 171-pound contest between Jake Crosby and his opponent, Jaden DeBliss from South Winneshiek County. Your score is 0-0 as we count down through the first 30 seconds of this match at 171 pounds. It is a consolation place match. Winner of this one is going to try to go for the third place on the stand on Saturday. DeBliss with a quick shot in there, countered by Crosby. Now we're sprawled out, splattered out. They're going to call this a stalemate.
Yeah, I thought that was about 15 seconds too long for that.
Yeah, sprawled out, splattered out. That's something that happens in wrestling when you get a couple big 171-pounders at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're bringing it live to you here, 96.7 KIIC, and streaming live on the web, KIICradio.com. 55 seconds left here, first period action, 171 pounds, Class 1A. It's Jake Crosby, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Jaden DeBliss from South Winneshiek. And, folks, I do not think I'm mispronouncing DeBliss.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
I think we'll just call him Jaden from now on.
I think Jaden is one of these, he's a thrower. He's been trying to get an underhook for a throw, but Crosby has been working him. Crosby's working his way around. He's got a hand there.
Crosby tries the Kelly, gets stuck on the bottom. Fortunate there that he wasn't thrown to his back. He does do a good job of slipping down, and while he's on his stomach, he got to hold that leg. But with 9 seconds to go, it's going to be tough for Jake Crosby to score from here. He'd be doing a really good job to hold off the takedown. They call that a stalemate. And with 3 seconds to go, 2 seconds to go, this period ends. Let's send it back to Jason for a scoring update from Sheraton.
Real quick, guys, 53-35. Mount Air's at the line. They got a couple of free throws to go here. 3:35 in the contest. Albie finds itself trailing by 18. Right back to you guys at Wells Fargo Arena.
Second period starts. Jake Crosby will cover on top. DeBliss on the bottom. South Winneshiek versus Eddieville Blakesburg. No score here. Second period just underway. 171-pound consolation semifinal. It's Jake Crosby, Eddieville Blakesburg, riding his opponent, Jaden DeBliss. Counting down through a minute 45 seconds here, second period, folks.
He's riding hard. He's on top, and he's riding hard. The guy's to his feet. Crosby's got him back down. They go out of bounds. They'll go back to the center.
A real good job there with the T-bar by Jay Crosby. He's controlling Jaden DeBliss's hands. The South Winneshiek senior, 37-1, coming in here to state. Our very own Jake Crosby, he had a stellar senior season. He was 42-4 on the year coming in here, and he wrestled some great competition. Breaking him down with the deep waist right now, Jake Crosby, as we count down through a minute and 21 seconds. Crosby back on the legs. Looks like he's going to try a tilt. Got a little bit high there on that tilt. Looks to me like he's going to be reversed, and he is. 2-0 your score now. Jaden DeBliss on top, 2-0. Crosby, with a minute to go here, second period action, he's going to try to get his base and reverse his opponent and even this score.
By the time Crosby figured out he was too high, then it was all over.
Yeah, that all happened very fast. This is state wrestling tournament action, folks, and it's Iowa, not Missouri or any other state. And the competition here is fierce. The quality of wrestlers in Iowa at this level is really unsurpassed anywhere in the nation. ESPN Sports calls this one of the must-see events for the sporting fan in America. As we go out of bounds, we're going to reset it for you. Second period, 2-0 deficit for Jake Crosby. 47 seconds to go. Off the whistle, Crosby's first move is a sit-out, taken away by Jaden DeBlivis, the South Winnipeg senior with a 37-1 record coming in here.
Crosby can get to a base and get up. I think he's the thing the referee's talking to him. If he can get up to a base.
Yeah, DeBlivis just kind of hanging back there on the feet, and Crosby...
He's warning somebody, but I'm not sure who.
Yeah, he's a green hand Crosby, but I can't see where he would have been warning him for stalling with the action that was going on there.
No, legs were locked in. The other man's got him flat.
DeBlivis trying to pin Crosby's arm behind his back, and with 8 seconds to go here, second period, the period should end with a 2-0 score. Why don't we shoot it back to Jason and find out what's going on in Sheraton, Albia Lady D's against Mount Air.
Mount Air continues to be on fire here, guys. Albia trails here by 18, 155 to go in the contest. Mount Air looks to be in full control here as we come to the final 2 minutes.
Down there in Sheraton for the Albia Lady D's, it sounds like. And we're going into the third period here. 2-0, your score. Neutral position taken here. Jake Crosby on single leg, Rick.
He was in on that single leg, but he didn't snap it back. He let the guy have a chance to counter. Now he's they're sprawled out. About the same position they were in when they called the stalemate earlier.
Should be a stalemate.
Yes.
Don't know why they're waiting this long to call it, folks. It's been a stalemate like this.
Even the coaches are putting their hands up.
Yeah. Minute 27 seconds left here. 2-0, your score. They'll be on their feet to restart here. Third period action, 171 pounds. Minute 27 to go in this consolation semifinal match.
Crosby can get in on that single again and just snap it back in.
Crosby controlling his opponent's hand. He's got his hand around his wrist. Like to see that. Like to see that hand control on these big guys. It'll prevent them from trying to get you thrown and get you underhooked. And Crosby tries the headlock and roly-poly action. He gets taken down. With 1 minute to go, your score is 4-0. Just a wild bunch of action there. Crosby thought he had a little bit of inside position there, Rick.
Yep.
His opponent dropped his hips down. And
dropped his hips down, stepped inside and took him right over.
So 4-0, your score. 46 seconds left here. 171-pound contest. Third period action. Both of these wrestlers will stand tall on the medals. They will stand tall on the medals. They're both going to compete for a medal. The worst they can do is sixth place. They will battle it out tomorrow. One of them will go for third. The other one will go for fifth.
Crosby's been trying to get up, but the guy...